Shalom, and welcome to another edition of Blueprints to Life, The Awakening. I am to be the preacher, and this is a day that the Most High has made. Before we do anything else, let's go before our Abba in prayer. Sabbath, and thank you for tuning in this morning. Give me one second to prepare this, the video portion. All right, happy Sabbath, peace and blessings. Thanks for tuning in. This is our Shabbat Shiloh, and it is indeed a great day because this is a day that the Most High has made, and we should rejoice and be glad. Hope you had an excellent rest and good sleep, because truly we are living in tribulatory times, but we can count it all joy because we're patiently awaiting the return of our Savior, Yeshua HaMashiach. This particular lesson and teaching is brought to you by the Black Cultural Restoration Association, where our endeavor is to restore the cultural identity of the original Hebrew man, one asleep mind at a time. Coming back to one's culture also is indicative of one coming back to their God, their worship, not something that was introduced to you as a form of servitude, slavery, and supremacy. No, we're coming back to understand who we are as a people, breaking through the lies that have been told to us in the form of a classroom, so-called education, so-called his story. No, we're reclaiming our position, reclaiming our integrity, our character, characteristics, our identity, our history, our achievements, our overcoming, and our victorious lifestyle. Victory is ours. Victory will be ours again. And the Most High is coming to restore that. So we're getting our minds prepared. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, pray, turn from the evil ways, and seek my face, and that's what we endeavor to do. There's a lot going on in our world, but I haven't been led to do a show or a lesson that would really address all those things. On Wednesdays, we do Health is Wealth. We talk about holistic lifestyle, prayer, meditation, eating right, exercising, and we uncover some of the things that are going on with this particular solution. We go into that as well. However, on a day like today, we just want to address you spiritually and from the scriptures, the holy scriptures, not just the Bible, because there were books that were kept out of that Bible to keep us from coming into the full understanding and knowledge. So my endeavor on the Sabbath is to exhort, encourage, enlighten, and highlight a few things. Now, I'm praying that you're having a good rest and peace. The reason I bring that out today is because I know we're in serious spiritual warfare, especially during this time of this pagan holiday, where many warlocks, witches, and sorcerers kidnapped people. There's a lot going on right now. I don't know if you understand what happens during Samhain and this particular Halloween time, but there's been a lot of human trafficking going on leading up to this holiday, and a lot of people coming up missing. And unfortunately, sad to say, is that this world believes in sacrifices. We're going to get into that today, because the title of the lesson today is sorcery, and we're going to break down what that means. I was watching Geno Jennings, who dared one of my brothers to show him the solution in the scriptures, and the scriptures only, which is impossible to do, which is like the same way it's impossible to find America, the exact name America, in the scriptures. You have to understand the Bible's written in metaphors, parables, allegories, and for someone like John in early, like 30 AD, to be able to be transported in the spirit to a remote time, 2021, and try and articulate what he saw and scribe it, it's not going to come across the way you think. So you have to understand the etymology of words, understand the prophetic aspect, understand what those scorpions stinging people and the release of the locust, what all that means. You have to understand Bible prophecy to unfold and uncover things that are happening. Unfortunately, the pagan Constantine Christian Church has been making people wait on a rapture, waiting for one man to appear who's already appeared, already here, a man of deception. And there's a lot of, it's just a lot of deception in the world. And we want to pinpoint where we are biblically and prophetically and get that truth out to you. So today I'm going to deal with sorcery. I'm going to deal with some of the current events. But what I want to do is show you biblically the scale and the level that this whole campaign is on. I want you to see it so that you're not blind, because a lot of our people are still making bad decisions right now. And it's concerning me because they're in a stupor and they're being deceived and their faith is wavering. And faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Most High. The Most High Yah, Iyah Ashar Iyeh, that is the great I am that I am. And I remember, I'm just kind of talking to get myself prepared. I remember teaching a lesson some time ago that talked about defining moments in your life. And I made reference to a Whitney Houston song, One Moment in Time. There are episodes in your life that will arise to challenge and test your faith, like Job, like Daniel, like the Hebrew boys. And that is a time when your faith is going to come into question and see if you're going to stand on what you believe in and what you've been preaching, what you've been teaching. And unfortunately, that hour is upon a lot of people right now that are not standing on what they claimed they believed in. It's been completely thrown out the window. Faith shattering, buckling, lines being drawn. And I don't have a problem. Lines being drawn in families, friends, the ones who've got the solution, the ones who don't have the solution. Christ said, Yeshua HaMashiach said, I came. The sword. I came to separate, to divide. Either you're going to be about me or you're not going to be about me. You're going to come out the world. You're going to separate yourself. If you can't separate yourself, I'm going to do it for you, because with what's going on now, for the sake of health, almost, you have to separate yourself for the sake of health. I mean, who puts themselves in a dangerous situation on purpose and tempts the Most High to protect them and take care of them? If he's going to ask you, why would you put yourself in a vulnerable situation and test me like that? So division's going on all around us. But, you know, the defining moments in our life as it pertains to our faith, when they present themselves, you have got to pull up the word of the Most High and stand on it and count it all joy. Remember that greater is that that's in you than anything in the world, and no weapon formed against me shall prosper. We have to understand these things. So we're going to uncover some things. I don't think I'm going to be before you long because I'm going to get straight to it as I'm getting right into it now. I hope I discussed the BCRA enough. I want to get back into that. Stay tuned before I get into the lesson because I'm going right into the lesson. But the website for the Black Cultural Restoration Association will be coming up soon. We are no longer on Facebook because I don't want nothing to do with that. And we're developing the website. And also the herbal company, Herbal Soul, will be coming into fruition very soon. All praises to the Most High for the products that we have. We have teas. We have tinctures. We have garlic concoctions, just different things to help you to maintain your health. We have things to fight against the problem out here that you can take on a daily basis. And we've got also some detox supplements for those who have made a mistake. I can't guarantee they're going to help, but at least after repentance and then doing this every day, maybe this will be able to take you into a better place to maintain your tabernacle. You have to be serious about your tabernacle. This is how God speaks to you. This is where his spirit dwells. So you must take care of it. This is your connectivity piece to heavenly realms, heavenly places. You have to take care of this body. You cannot put in just anything in this body because the Ruach HaKodosh is not going to dwell in there and fight to have this place against pestilence, the plagues, and sorcery. And so we're going to get into the sorcery and break it down today. So I rebuke the spirit of this particular holiday that is heavy upon people, and they, these warlocks and witches are celebrating. I rebuke that in the name of Yeshua, and I'm asking you to go into prayer with me this evening at midnight. I guess it'll be a long night for me, but I'm definitely going to go into prayer to go into spiritual warfare, combating these spirits. I'm praying that somebody who's kidnapped and about to be sacrificed to be set free, and that things will turn around, people casting spells on people. We're going to go against that tonight in the name of Yeshua. No weapon formed against us can prosper. That's what we've been called to do. We're the light of this world. Rise and shine and let your light shine. We are here to do battle. Don't want nothing to do with that. I remember even when I was in the Constantine Pagan Christian Church, they had the audacity to call it Harvest Night, which was participating on a different level and still being deceived and still teaching kids to acknowledge that day. Utter deception. We are to come out of her, my people, and have nothing to do with her holidays and the way she parties and where she goes and what she has to do. We're to have nothing to do with that so that we don't receive of her plagues is what the Bible says. So Geno Jennings and everybody else, I'm going to show you where this is the mark. And I'm not going to go into, I keep saying I'm going to do another show, break down some things for you. Now I'm going to do it on health as well, because that's when I normally do it. So you'll know what's inside of the solution. I want you to know what's inside. The reason people know what's inside now is because if you get approved, you have to list the ingredients. And then if you go to the CDC website, it'll list some things for you. And then if you pull up the patent, you'll see some of the things. And then you have to do research. And if you go to the medical journals and the scientific reviews, it'll tell you, but you have to understand the medical words, terms, and numbers and breakdowns to be able to read through that. Most of you don't even have enough patience to read the Apocrypha, the Pseudepigrapha, and the additional Holy Scriptures to save your soul, let alone save your body and understand what's happening. None of these things that are in the solution are supposed to be in this holy tabernacle. Yeah. I remember before all this happened, we used to teach and preach that, you know, Christ would always heal the sick and then say, go and sin no more. a lot of the sicknesses that people have are sin because of the sinning sins and demons inside of their body. It's something that has to be cast out. There's a spirit that comes with eating unclean foods and pork. There's a spirit, a demon that comes with fornication and adultery. And these kind come out but by fasting and prayer. There are people walking around you every day that are hauling demonic oppression and spirits around them, inside of them. Hence, they have cancers, migraines, high blood pressure, suicidal thoughts, lustful thoughts, murderous thoughts, anger, vengeance. Yeah. And so we want to combat these things, and you can be victorious and an overcomer of these particular sins as well. So we're going to get into it. I don't want to belabor the time, so let's get into these scriptures. And then we're going to close out with a treatise on Psalms 23, 24, and 25 so that we can exhort each other and encourage each other on this day and continue to just go ahead and have our Sabbath rest, because this is a day that the Most High has made. This ain't no All Hallows Eve, none of that stuff. I rebuke that. We ain't got nothing to do with that. So let's get into the scriptures. First thing I want to get into is understanding. Now, as I just referenced Revelations, the times we're living in, the book of Revelation, tribulatory times, and I referenced to you that the trees have been sealed, and so have the servants of the Most High Yah. They've been sealed in their foreheads. We are in the times of tribulation, Jacob's trouble. Most people think it's still coming because you refuse to see what's happening throughout the entire world. You know, the media is blocking out to you the tribulations and plagues and the different things that are transpiring. You're not getting the information. You just believe what your lazy self is being allowed to see by turning on the TV and looking at Channel 7. That's not news. That is pre-programmed to get you to look and think a certain way. And I'm going to show you how thick this sorcery is in this world today. That's got you relaxed when it's no time to be relaxed. We got to do the work. We're in the thick of it, folks. We're in the thick of it. We're losing people. You see people you haven't seen in a long time, and you guys are exchanging information about who passed away in your family, who's passed, who's died. I've lost loved ones due to what's happening right now and making bad decisions. So as I said, Geno Jennings, and my show ain't for you, but it's for everybody. But if you understood the prophetic aspect of the locust being released, and if you understood the prophetic aspect of the scorpions which sting, which cause harm, there's only one thing in this earth right now that's stinging and injecting a poison. Let's go to Acts 8, 9 through 25. But there was a certain man called Simon, which before time in the same city used sorcery and bewitched the people of Samaria through sorcery, giving out that himself was somebody great. Kind of sounds like some of these other people who are not doctors, they're not scientists, but they come from the tech world and they're making medicine. Does that make any sense? And they have no fear of you. How does someone from the tech world make medicines? For me, what is the agenda? Sorcery in the Greek is pharmakia, where we get our word pharmaceutical, medicines. So you need to understand that that industry is related to high witchcraft and sorcery. It blows my mind that a lot of these Super Bowls, which is really a big bewitching party casting a spell, there was a halftime show, I don't know, maybe 3-4 years ago, where they rolled out medical beds and IV tanks and people in the beds demonstrating something, and we had no knowledge what that meant, what they were doing. There's like a there's a bewitching that takes place because they've got the whole world watching at one time, and they're casting spells through media and TV. Let's finish reading about Simon the Sorcerer. I want you to pay close attention. He bewitched the people of Samaria, giving out that he was someone great, kind of like Fauci. Verse 10, to whom they all gave heed, from the least to the greatest. There's nothing new under the sun. Saying this man is the great power of Yah. What? I don't know if any of you saw the mayor. Is it the governor? She's the new mayor. I think she's the new governor of New York. She said, this solution is from God. Yeah, it is from your God, the God of this world. The 2 Corinthians chapter 4 tells us whom the gods of this world have blinded the minds of them. So yeah, you are right. And she's saying anyone that does not accept the solution isn't of her God. You're absolutely right, because you're talking about the God of this wicked world. Do you see what's happening here with Simon the sorcerer? To whom they all gave heed, verse 10, from the least to the greatest. This man is the great power of the Most High. And to him they had regard, because that of long time he had bewitched them with what? Sorceries, which is what? Pharmacy, which is what? Pharmakia. I have a pain. Give me a solution. My faith and trust is in you and whatever you concoct. This Simon the Sorcerer story is deep, people. Verse 12. But when they believed Philip preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God, the Most High, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. So what I want you to see is, in the midst of witchcraft and sorcery and concoctions being given to people, there were still a people that were preaching, as I and many other prophets are doing today, to let you know. Where voices in the wilderness crying out, saying, come out of her, my people, repent and be baptized. Don't accept the solution. Verse 13, then Simon himself believed also. And when he was baptized, he continued with Philip and wondered, beholding the miracles and signs which were done. Verse 14, now when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of the Most High, they sent unto them Peter and John, who, when they were come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit. For as yet he was fallen upon none of them that had got baptized, so they had to pray that they would be filled with the Holy Spirit. This is what seals us up, people, to the day of redemption. And it's sad to say, many of you don't have the Holy Spirit, the Ruach, living inside you. A lot of you think it's an automatic, but if that Ruach was inside you, it would have led you and guided you into all truth and refrained you from accepting solutions and making bad decisions. However be it, when the Spirit of truth has come, it will lead you and guide you into all truth. You will see beyond the veil, the apocalypto, the unveiling of what's happening in our society today. Okay, verse 19 saying, let me go back to 18. And when Simon saw that through laying on of the apostles' hands that the Holy Spirit was given, he offered them money, saying, give me also this power that on whomsoever I lay hands, he may receive the Holy Spirit. Now, what I want to point out right here is that Simon believed and got baptized but didn't receive the power. We have many, like I just said to you, that walk amongst us that claim they understand what we understand. I just said it. I got ahead of myself. But they don't have the Holy Spirit. And they think it's something that they can pay for. And unfortunately, a lot of you are putting money, a paycheck, over a decision. And what profits a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? You're trying to say, I had to do it so that I could do this and that, not knowing that you may not be around to do that now. If he doesn't have mercy on you, but these are very serious decisions, and you've been lied to by people like Pastor Geno Jennings and the pagan Christian church Constantine style to believe that, oh, no, it's not that. It's simple. It's nothing. No. Sorcery is pharmakia, which is pharmaceutical, which are medicines, which is witchcraft, and it bewitches the whole world and causes you to worship and praise man. And the scripture said, beware of oppositions of science falsely called. So everybody's running around here talking about trust the science. And Paul told us, Shaul, be aware of this. You're not being preached this. You're being preached, name it and claim it, blab it and grab it. It's my season. Or you're going for the entertainment. Because the music, man, they got lights, they got smoke, they got two keyboard players, guitar, bass, and background singers with all these tight pants on and everything else. Oh, you love that praise and worship, don't you? When praise and worship is a lifestyle. Being deceived. Not putting the pieces together with the Holy Scriptures. So he's like, he put down his witchcraft to the people in sorcery, deceiving everybody, young, old, deceiving the whole world. And he put it down to follow them. Saw what they was doing and said, man, let me pay for that. He was not converted. If you remember last week, I preached conversion completed. Simon the sorcerer was not converted. He became a follower and a Judas amongst them. He thought money had more power than the power that was being imputed into the people. See, the Holy Spirit, there must be a true man of Yah to baptize you, lay hands on you, and you receive the power that transforms you and seals you until the day of redemption. Redemption is when our Savior comes to pay recompense and get us and breaks through the clouds, which is coming very soon, and I can't wait. It's going to be a dark day. It told us not to be like so anxious, but I'm not playing with the Most High right now. I'm striving to keep these commandments and live a godly, a holy, kodesh, set apart life. And I work on it daily. And I don't work on it weekly, monthly, but daily. Matter of fact, I relegate it to every hour. How did I do the last hour? How am I going to do the next hour? Because we have to fight hourly, daily, to maintain the victory. Let's go get some more of this story because I got a few scriptures to read. 18, and when Simon saw that through laying on of the apostles' hands that the Ruach was given, he offered them money, saying, give me also this power that on whomsoever I lay hands, he may receive this Holy Spirit. But Peter said unto him, thy money perish with thee, because thou hast thought that the gift of the Most High may be purchased with money. Your money will get you nothing and nowhere. When Yeshua Christ told the rich ruler, if you want to get into the kingdom, you want to be down with me, go back and sell everything you had. And he walked away sad because he didn't want to let his stuff go. And back to the riches before I go to verse 21. The Bible said a rich man getting into the kingdom is like a camel going through the eye of a needle. It's not going to happen. So where does your heart lie? Where does your focus lie? I want to travel. I got to keep that check going. Is this your defining moment? Is this your one moment in time to show that you love Yah, that you'll walk away from everything? Can you walk away like Lot, but unfortunately not his wife, who turned around to look again? Not letting my house go. I love this city, this town. What? Love not the world or anything in this world, because we're trying to get to the next world. I digress. Thou hast neither part. Let me go to verse 20. But Peter said unto him, thy money perish with thee, because thou hast thought that the gift of the Most High may be purchased with money. Thou hast neither part nor lot in this matter, for thy heart is not right in the sight of the Most High. No conversion. Repent. He told him to repent again. He believed, repented before. Peter had to check him. You still ain't right. And this is the man
who Christ said, Satan's desires to sift you is weak, but I have prayed for you. And when your conversion is complete, go and restore the brethren, encourage the brethren. So he knew it was going to be a process. Peter is rebuking him now because he's like, nah, repent therefore of this wickedness and pray that the Most High, if perhaps the thought of thine heart may be forgiven, that thought that you had might be forgiven. The thought that you had to put material things over what you would put in your body. And I know some of you just didn't do the research, but why would you do something where you don't know what it is? And why would you do that? And I'm saddened because my loved one did the same thing, and they're not here today. And this is having an effect on all of us. And the driving factor is fear. Remember that show, fear factor? That's the driving factor right now, fear. And the Bible tells us that the Most High has not given us a spirit of fear. So where does it come from? You know who it comes from. Hashtag, the media. Everything's being promulgated through having you scared to death through what your eyes are perceiving, perception, putting it in the media. Maybe you need to fasten the TV. Can't put the phone down, can't put the laptop down. You're addicted. These frequencies are just penetrating your mind. You're not even encouraging yourself. Verse 24. Well, let me go to verse 23. For I perceive that thou art in the gall of bitterness and in the bond of iniquity. And then listen to the sorcerer, the warlock. Then answered Simon and said, pray ye to the Lord for me that none of these things which you have spoken come upon me. And they, when they had testified and preached the word of the Lord, returned to Jerusalem and preached the gospel in many villages of the Samaritans. They had to go and break the stronghold in the witchcraft. I'm so disappointed that a lot of our prophets and preachers can't reach some of these Christian pastors who are stuck in tradition, religion, preaching a certain way. You know, like when I seen that Pastor Jennings try to debate this man, which the Bible tells us not to do because all it does is promote ungodliness. We're not supposed to do that anyway. But, you know, what didn't have a mind open to hear to see it anyway because you want to justify your actions. And all of your actions show that you don't have faith because do you see Peter asking Simon, do you see Philip and Peter asking Simon to give them some of that sorcery juice that he was promoting? Yeah, they shunned that. Preached the gospel and was laying hands on folks and healing folks that they might be filled with the Holy Spirit, baptizing. Where are the healers and the prophets? Those that can lay hands on the sick and they recover. It's not enough to say I'm in the truth. We got people in the truth dying every day. And it's not supposed to be so because the Most High said, I came that you might have life and that more abundantly. I have a remnant that will see my son return. Doesn't have to be so. He said, I know the plans that I have for you to give you an expected end. Like a, not an unexpected end. Yeah, it got him too, man. You heard what happened to so-and-so? Too much of this going on. It's sorcery, people. That's why they really gonna celebrate on their pagan holiday this weekend, because the whole world is under sorcery. An illusion. This one's serious, folks. This one's serious. Because I know what's going to happen for those who lost the faith. And you thought this couldn't be it. And then I remember he wanted to get cute on the broadcast TV saying, can you still buy stuff? This happens in phases. Slowly taken away. Don't you remember that last year it was 2 weeks to flatten the curve? Now it's you better or lose your job? Don't you see it progressing? And also my heart is broke for the babies. 5 to 11? Marvin Gaye said it best, save the babies. What are you doing? 5 to 11, I was enjoying my life. I didn't have a care or worry in the world. And you're going to put this sorcery on me? For what? I don't need it. My God-given immune system is functioning strong from the breast milk my mother fed me. I need that stuff. I'm not scared. These babies ain't scared of something that's going to float up their nose. And they don't believe in that. Innocent and protected. What in the world is going on? We got to pray, people. Let the Lord. Exodus 22 and 18 says, thou shalt not suffer a witch to live amongst you. Simon was functioning as a witch. According to the commandments, he was supposed to be dealt with. Deuteronomy 12 and 23 through 24 tells us that we are not, let me read it, 12, 23 and 24. Only be sure that thou eat not the blood, for the blood is the life, and thou mayest not eat the life with the flesh. Verse 24, thou shalt not eat it. Thou shalt pour it upon the earth as water. Did you know that the adrenal blank, I'm not going to say it, that these folks are fighting for and human trafficking for and attacking pineal glands for is the blood and the essence and the life? And your high entertainers, everybody's fighting to have this stuff because they believe it prolongs life, cures diseases, gives them euphoria. It's a natural stimulant. And they once they start, they're addicted to it. It's called also when you read in the Old Testament about the sacrificing of kids. Well, guess what's in the solution? MRC-5. What is MRC-5? Aborted fetus cells. Where are the majority of the abortions going on? In the hood with black and brown babies. And it's in there. So are you putting the essence, the blood of something in there in the solution and I'm taking it like from Simon the Sorcerer? Yes, you are. You just broke this commandment of 23 through 24. You're breaking it. And we know that when you break the laws, that's transgression. You are in sin. You've got to pray and hope the Most High will have mercy on you. He said, I'll have mercy on whom I'll have mercy. But to do this blatantly and put that in you, MRC-5. See, yet you didn't know. When you go to check the ingredients and you see MRC-5, you don't know what it is. I'm telling you today what it is. And it's got you breaking 12, 23 through 24. Exodus 22 and 18 about witches amongst us, that's you playing with Orisha, that's you playing with tarot cards, that's you playing with crystals, that's you looking at astrology and horoscopes. Get away from here. And now we're going to see how the whole world is bewitched and leaning towards that. You're practicing sorcery by practicing a certain type of sexual lifestyle. It's called sex magic. People don't even know. How can I say this? You read Romans, the first chapter, when you get a chance, but how can I say this clean? One of the reasons why, how can I say this? One of the reasons behind the sodomistic rape of a young man is that it traumatizes them. Gone in that area, tampers with these, what they say is it tampers with the chakras, but what it actually does is fragment certain areas in the mind and causes those people, those victims, to compartmentalize the trauma and the pain. And they become what you call schizophrenic, psychopathic, you know, because of what's been done to them is not a natural process. So they begin to compartmentalize. This is why what they don't show you is the high levels of suicide and depression that are upon these people. They like to show you them happy in their moments, but they have a lot of dark days and dark times. Because suicidal thoughts are in them because they have received in themselves the recompense of their own error. And that's what Romans, the first chapter, talks about. And so that's why a lot of people are into that. That's why you see this agenda and campaign being pushed for the LMNOP. Because they want you to do that because Baphomet represents that. If you look closely at the picture I put up on the internet, you'll see the god of Baphomet, which is the lower part, is that of a man,
and the upper part is that of a woman.
Okay. Let's continue exposing this sorcery piece. I'm going to read an article from Henry Mako, and I'm going to take some things out of the article. It was written by CK, because this is going to give me some, we already knew the last days. Psalms 91 told us that. The Bible, I told you, is allegories, metaphors, and parables. America's not in there, but the daughter of Babylon is America. So you have to be able to understand that. The solution is not in there, but you need to understand that in a remote prophecy, and even in Psalms 91, it said for the arrows that fly by day and night and the pestilence and the protection and how we have to stay in this secret place, which is keeping the laws and commandments, to be protected during this time. We're not worried about the pestilence. We're not worried about your bioweapon. We're not worried about your luciferase. No, we rebuke you. We're acting like Philip, Peter. We're preaching, praying, filling with the Holy Spirit, and we are not taking your Simon juice. You have to understand what's in there. So I'm going to use this article to highlight some things and hoping that it'll wake you up. This was written by CK at henrymako.com. And sorcery is used by evil people. Let me go into it. In secret societies, religions. That's right. A lot of you Constantine pagan Christian pastors are Freemasons. The CCP and individuals in the cabal. They use sorcery to summon low-level spirits to do their bidding and gain power over people. Whether or not you believe this doesn't matter, because the dark cabal believes it and has been successfully using sorcery for thousands of years to maintain their power. These techniques are being used today for the C19 reset to transform the earth into a Satanist realm. It's true today. Blood oaths to protect these secrets. But as we near the end game, everything will be visible to all of us watching. Sorcery is a small worldly way that uses magic figures and numbers, spells. Let me pause on spells. I used to be so pissed off that everybody became Harry Potter fans and going to see that movie, and they're actually quoting, chanting spells in the movie and teaching it to kids. The whole world is bewitched. They're chanting spells and geomancy. The auspicious arrangement of buildings, layout of cities, interpretation of signs on the ground to summon low-level spirits. Cities like D.C. as well as London, Rome, have been constructed using geomancy to attract demons. And when we see the specters and children from 2 Baruch 24 and 25 that are being released, and the release of the locust, there's an increase of demonic activity right now, people, because we're coming to an apex. Sorcerers use these spirits to put people under a spell, like Simon the sorcerer had the whole city of Samaria under a spell. So they willingly hand over their lives to the evil. Evil goes against the truth, the Most High, Christ. Evil goes against compassion and tolerance, the characteristics, Most High. Sorcery is now seen as positive. Today is a different story. The moral character of society has decayed to the point where many people think sorcery is actually a good thing. And that's what we have. Good is called evil and evil is called good. We're living in an evil world. So many people are using this to think that they'll have power. They have aligned themselves up. Sorcery is being used to treat illnesses. That's what Simon the sorcerer was doing. To treat illnesses with modern medicine and holds a spell over the world. They are unable to even discern now good from evil. As we mentioned, he says in this article, the Greek word for sorcery is pharmakia, and is the basis of our modern word pharmacy. In Greek, pharmakia could mean magic, sorcery, witchcraft, enchantment, drugs, or medication. And if you look at the picture, you understand that the medical health picture, the snake is the symbol of modern medicine. How could a poisonous snake be good? The symbol of modern medicine is a snake coiled around a stick. Could it be any more obvious? Many magic figures are in plain sight and they surround you. Look in your pocket. If you have a U.S. dollar bill on the reverse, you'll find the pyramid with all seeing eye on top. Pyramid buildings are everywhere and you can find pyramid statuary in front of buildings. Then we know about the number 666, et cetera, et cetera. I'm going to skip down. So what we're experiencing right now with C19 is ritual sorcery. A spell has been cast over the entire world and most people will give in to it. If it didn't work, they wouldn't be using it. Even good people fall victim if they are misled and unaware. The goal of the spell is to impose the Great Reset, which you know as the New World Order that they say nobody will enter in unless they take a Luciferian initiation, and we know what that is. You've got to sell your soul to join the evil. Mass, 6 feet of social distancing, get the public to participate in the ritual. That's what I'm saying. It's low level. You taking your kids trick-or-treating, doing all this stuff, doing everything they're telling you to do. You're participating in the ritual, which is why people go off on you. If you don't put the thing on, looking at you like they want to kill you, they want you to participate in the ritual. The travel, access, passport, effectively locking anyone good out of society. Now, this started in China because that's the base of the Red Dragon, where they totally believe in that dragon. Even with that martial arts that they used to do, there was a level of Satanism that you had to attain to be able to be one of the best martial artists. It's a bioweapon and a form of a long war being waged by China, which has a 5,000-year history of doing these things to their enemies. We'll skip down from this article. Let's see. Modern medicine was created out of sorcery. Even in ancient times, sorcery treatment existed. A sick man will do anything to get temporary relief. Sorcery summons low-level entities to postpone or shift the illness, but not to get rid of it. Just postpones it or shifts it. The sorcery, pharmakia. The individual accepts the demon willingly for the treatment, and the end bargain is a spirit possession of the individual. That's right. I mean, there's hydras which don't die inside some of these things. And it's inside you growing. There's eggs inside some of these things. This is the reason modern medicine never curses, cures in anything. It doesn't. Only herbs and the Most High. It only postpones the illness or shifts it somewhere else. The karma, I've had gout before and tried to take some medicine for it and it jumped from the foot to my hands. I know that's true. The karmic debt must still be repaid with spirit possession, even though the treatment can never be a cure. This is exactly what we are seeing with the experimental beast juice and why so many anti-beast juice turn around and become pro-beast juice and end up giving in. Whose thoughts are those? Who's saying these things to these people or the spirit that latched onto them when they signed the consent form and let it happen? When people say, I would rather die than take this beast juice, the person is very wise. Those who are spiritual in nature understand the damage that the beast juice will cause their souls and avoid anything that could lead to spirit possession. We believers know about the mark mentioned in the word, and many believers know that that thing is the mark.
reports are now surfacing that those who received it are showing up on Bluetooth MAC addresses. I'm going to skip through this part of the art. Skip through this part of it right here. Don't you freeze up on me now. That's pretty much it for the article. You want to read it, you can go to Henry Mako, that's MAKOW.com, and read the article. I thought it was spot on with this Simon the Sorcerer and understanding that. Let's get back into the word. We read Simon the Sorcerer. Let's look at some more scriptures in the Bible that speaks about sorcery and deals with this. Deuteronomy 18 and 10. There shall not be found among you anyone who makes his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, one who uses divination, one who practices witchcraft, or one who interprets omens, or a sorcerer. There shall not be one amongst you who practices abortion and witchcraft and sorcery. You can't hang with us. You need to be set free and delivered. Next scripture, Revelations 18 and 23. And the light of a lamp will not shine in you any longer. And the voice of the bridegroom and bride will not be heard in you any longer. For your merchants were the great men of the earth, because all the nations were deceived by your sorcery. This is talking about America, the daughter of Babylon. And it's also talking about this thing, this solution, which is deceiving the entire world, which originated out of North Carolina, moved it to Wuhan, and now unleashed it upon the whole world by those who worship the red dragon and its witchcraft. The whole world is under spell. Deceit, the whole world has been deceived through sorcery, which is what again, people? Pharmakia. It's all about the medicines. That's why it was pestilence. It's spoken of in Psalms 91. Why aren't you paying attention to what the Bible is saying that'll be used in the last day? Micah 5 and 12. I will cut off sorceries from your hand, and you will have fortune tellers no more, talking to Israel. Works of the flesh, Galatians 5 and 20. Works of the flesh, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, outbursts of anger, disputes, dissensions, factions. Where's your faith lie? Acts 19 and 19. And many of those who practiced magic, they bought their books together and began burning them in the sight of everyone. And they counted up the price of them and found it, 50,000 pieces of silver. Everyone was bewitched at that time. You see this one man bewitched, Simon bewitched an entire city with a concoction. We covered that. Let me get some more. Deuteronomy 18, 14. For those nations which you shall dispossess, listen to those who practice witchcraft and to diviners. But as for you, the Most High, your Yah, has not allowed you to do so, you believers. We are not to be succumbing to this. Some of y'all need to be baptized with the Holy Spirit to truly repent. You're just going along to get along. Revelations 21 and 8. But for the cowardly and unbelieving and abominable and murderers and immoral persons and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars, their part will be in the lake that burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. That's those like Gates, Fauci, and those who are promoting it and trying to get everybody else to follow their lead and do what they did, because it's an initiation. It's a ritual. It's a mass ritual. You ain't had nothing in you to begin with because you don't want to believe the Bible. I don't know who wrote that. I ain't into this religion. I know a lot of you ain't into the religion because you watch the pork chop pastors turn the pulpit into a pimp place, a pimp palace. So I know you didn't want nothing to do with it because you were looking at man and the building and religion and tradition. But you didn't come back to the commandments, or to righteousness, or being holy. But the true men of God, true men of God, stand up and be counted.
Exodus 22:18 read, when it says thou shalt not allow a witch to live, thou shalt not allow a sorceress to live. Revelations 22:15. Let me go there, because I want to read 14 as well. 14 says, blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, so that we can live immortally and may enter in through the gates into the city. We're going in. But without the city are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. You're not going to the kingdom. This stuff is serious right now. I'm talking about it's not that. Why would you? This is a preacher, the blind, leading the blind. Got his whole congregation going to get that because he did it. It's a sorcery, it's witchcraft. Let me read a few more scriptures. Then we're going to get into some exhortation, take a brief break and do some encouraging you so that you can just keep it pushing. Acts 13:6 talks about when they had gone through the whole island as far as Paphos, they found a magician, a false prophet, whose name was Bar-Jesus. Yeah, I believe it, because his name is Yeshua HaMashiach. Every time you hear Jesus, you think of that Eurocentric picture, which is idolatry and the beast. Numbers 23:23. For there is no omen against Jacob, us, Israel, nor is there any divination against Israel. No. At the proper time, it shall be said to Jacob and to Israel what the Most High has done. This divination, that's why they're pushing. I need my black and brown brothers and sisters to get the solution. What's the problem? Pretty soon, they're going to twist this whole thing and start looking at you funny because you won't be initiated because we're Jacob. We're Israel. We know something's wrong, and not just because of Tuskegee. Why would you override that spirit that's in you, Jacob, Israel? So you can go along and get along, so you can keep your thing. You're not ready to go into this new Jerusalem. Malachi 3:5, then I will draw near to you for judgment, and I will be a swift witness against the sorcerers and against the adulterers and against those who swear falsely. Didn't mean it. And against those who oppress the wage earner and his wages, the widow and the orphan, and those who turn aside the alien and do not fear me. And says the Most High approach. That's a very powerful scripture. I'm not going to break it all the way down. It should be self-explanatory. But you need to know that adultery is on the same level of sorcery and witchcraft. And the Most High said he's going to deal with you. There will be a judgment for those who forsake the widow, the orphans, those who push aside the aliens. Who are the aliens? The ones that want to sojourn with us and are willing to keep the commandments, the holy days, change the dietary laws, and let us teach them the oracles because they were given to us. Acts 8:9, we already read, which has to do with Simon. And Exodus 7:11, we see Pharaoh also call for the wise men and the sorcerers and the magicians to work secret arts. Leviticus 19:31, do not turn to mediums, spiritists. Do not seek them out to be defiled by them. Don't seek tarot card readers. Don't be calling folks on the phone that you think got some type of strange discernment that they call intuition. Or I'm an empath. Or let's light a candle first and let's talk about it. Let's see. Well, here's what I think. Nobody asked you what you think. What the word say? Y'all been playing with y'all your whole life and still living any kind of way. You're not willing to sacrifice and die, drop dead to your flesh. Put away your selfish desires and your lust. It's pushing you into witchcraft and sorcery. It's going to destroy you. Revelations 9:21, and they did not repent of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their immorality, nor of their thefts.
I think I've covered enough as it deals with that. Let me sum it up. The story of Simon the Sorcerer should be something that we lead in with when we're trying to talk to people to get them to understand. There's no going around the etymology of the word sorcery and what it relates to in the Greek and pharmakia. So these people are hiding what they're doing from you by bewitching you. And it never solves the problem. And I'm sad to say that there's going to be some higher rates of heart attacks and strokes and cancer. But listen, he'll have mercy on whom he's going to have mercy on. So the absent from the body is to go straight, you know, it's appointed unto man wants to die, and after death comes a judgment. So unfortunately, some people have cut their life short. But you can still maybe find eternity by coming into repentance and asking the Most High to heal you of the Holy Spirit. The only one unforgivable sin is blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. This is real serious, people. There's going to be transformations inside of people because you become GMO. There's a time and hour of transhumanism with Georgia Guidestones. Talk about depopulation, getting the Earth's population down 500 million, and there's almost 8 billion right now. How do you think that's going to happen? It's upon you. Stop thinking that you're going back. And all that build back better, it has nothing to do with you. They didn't include you. They don't want you in. The Bible said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be before the coming of the Son of Man, Yeshua. And what had happened was everybody in Noah's time had been tampered with. Lot, he hadn't given him to the campaign of sodomy. It was just him, his wife, and his daughters who had not been tampered with. The wife, she was a hag because she loved being around those people. She wanted to live there. And only 8 got out away from the flood. The whole world had to be destroyed because everything had been changed through genetic manipulation. And you couldn't find one righteous. I read in 1 Thessalonians, I believe, 5:3 a couple of weeks ago that the Most High comes to regenerate you. That root word in regenerate is regene you. When he says you must be born again, the spiritual process actually changes you. And then you're renewed and washed by the Holy Spirit. And then we see the changes when we're dealing with Simon the Sorcerer. We see Peter, Philip, not tripping on Simon the Sorcerer and all what's going on around them. They preaching, repent, laying hands on people and baptizing people. I want you to study that after we get off here today. That story again about Simon, because you need to see how he went along and get along and then come out with the money, want to be down, but had not been converted. Just wolf among sheep. This thing is being used because it was prophesied that as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be before the coming of the Son of Man. The door's about to close. Get into the ark of safety because destruction is coming. You have but only just a few seconds. Now let's move into some encouragement. I'm not going to take a break. Let's keep it going. Psalms 23. I'm just going to try to read through these because they're self-explanatory. I want to encourage you and exhort you. Those of you who are yet holding on and everybody's making you look like you're stupid because you don't want the solution. No, you're doing the right thing. Listen to the Holy Spirit and be ye filled with the Spirit. Psalms 23. I'm not going to change the words for the Most High and EA and all that. I'm just going to read as it is so that you can follow along. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. Keep me out of the storms if you want to. We had quail. We had manna. We had water.
maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. That's what's happening with us right now. In the midst of all this, and people passing away, this is you. He restores my soul every morning you wake up. He'll lead me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. He's doing this for his name's sake, the Most High. Verse 4, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, death is all around you right now, and you're walking through it. We'll fear no evil. You know why I'm not tripping on what's going on? Because thou art with me. Thy rod, the commandments, and thy staff, thy word. It's comforting me, as it's comforting you right now. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. I'm eating good. I don't need your restaurants. In the midst of all this, I'm sitting back dining and feasting on the presence of the Most High. Thou preparest a table before me. In the presence of my enemies. Hallelujah. Excuse me. Thou anointest my head with oil. And my cup is running over in the midst of all this. And surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Most High forever. Excuse me, people. Let's go to Psalms 25. We're not done. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Yes, Satan, the whole earth has been turned over to Satan for a short time. But Psalms 24, don't get it twisted. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Who's going to make it out of this? Or who shall stand in the holy place? He that hath clean hands. Ezekiel tells us that many of us have blood on our hands because we won't tell people the truth or preach to them or call them, like Isaiah 58 said, to repent. Lift up your voice like a trumpet in Zion and show my people their sins. Tell them, I don't care if you don't want to hear it. I don't hate you. I love you, as a matter of fact. And because I love you, I'm trying to help you save your life. So I'm getting my hands clean. You're not going to have me walking around here with dirty hands. Forget your sanitizer for fear of something that's not even around here. Now, I want clean hands in the spirit, because who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? Verse 4, he that hath clean hands and a pure heart. I'm cleansed, I forgive people, and my ambitions are pure. Who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully? Don't be lying to people, being deceptive to people. And you don't know how dangerous vanity is, being vain, how you look, how you choose, how you seduce, how you lust, your image. You're not going. Verse 5. If your hands are clean, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob, O Israel, O people. This is the generation Israel rise. This is why you're waking up, coming back to your culture, realizing that you are by culture. This ain't no religion. They've stolen your culture. Khazars, Yiddish, put it on. And told you you were something else with bywords. Come back to your culture. Verse 7, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Now, who is the King of glory? Lord, strong and mighty. That means give him worship, give him praise, and invite him in the midst of the situation. Stop listening to these people and friends who don't want to repent. Right now, main thing coming out your mouth every day should be repent. I love you. Repent. I love you. We can make it through this. Don't worry about all this. Stop listening to all this. It's witchcraft. There's a spell. The whole world's under spell. And they're trying to get you to take the juice. Verse 9, lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors. That you lift up your heads, he said, when you see all these things, look up. Lift up your head, O ye gates. You got to look up. Elisha asked the Most High to open Gehazi's eyes so he could see the angels on the mountains that were ready to do battle on their behalf. Stop looking down at your cell phone. Who is the King of Glory? The Lord of Hosts. He is the King of Glory. Selah. One more chapter. Verse chapter 25. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my Yah, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over me. Why are you ashamed that you're following him and refuse to do it? Like, no, absolutely not. My hope and trust is in my God-given immune system and his leadership and his Holy Spirit. And he has not told me to do that, and I'm not ashamed. And you won't make me feel ashamed. Not doing that. I trust in Yah. Let me not be ashamed. He said, if you be ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you. That's in this situation too. Verse 4, show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. Lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. You wait. You don't go do something because everybody else is doing it. Wait on him. They that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not get weary. They shall walk and not faint. Wait, I say. I don't need a solution. 6, remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindnesses, for they have been ever of old. Remember, listen, it's part of your prayer. Remember not the sins of my youth, Father, nor my transgressions, according to thy mercy. Remember thou me for thy goodness' sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore will he teach sinners in the way. The meek will he guide in the midst of judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. Meek, humble, humility, obedience. He's going to show you what to do. Verse 10, all the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth. Listen, let me go slow with this. Hear me good. All the paths of the Most High are mercy and truth unto such as keep the covenant. It's the commandments and his testimonies. That's the only way you get this mercy and this truth, because you're keeping his covenant, the commandments, which is in the new covenant in the book of Hebrews, which is keeping these commandments. The commandments have never been done away with. I don't serve a double-minded Yah like that. So that's a preacher lie to you on a Sunday morning. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. For thy name's sake, Most High, pardon my iniquity, for it is great. What man is he that feareth the Most High? Him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose. His soul shall dwell at ease, and his seed shall inherit the earth. Not be raptured and go to heaven. You're going to inherit the earth, because it's going to be purged, cleansed, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth. You're not getting off this planet alive. We're meant to be here, and we're meant to be like Adam and Eve, born to be eternal, but fell into sin. Yeshua came to straighten that out, and he's coming back to purge, cleanse, and restore that was supposed to be. Verse 15. Verse 14. The secret of the Most High is with them that fear him. Remember, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. That is you keeping the covenant, the commandments, and being in righteousness and understanding his testimony. And that's going to protect you from the pestilence. But you got to fear him, not what they're telling you to fear. And he will show them his covenant. When you're in that secret place, you start to understand the covenant, the promises, and the commandments, because they have you in sync with him and what he preordained from the foundations of the world. 15, mine eyes are ever toward the Most High, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. Turn thee unto me and have mercy upon me, for I am desolate and afflicted. The troubles of my heart are enlarged. O bring thou me out of my distresses. Look upon mine affliction and my pain, and forgive all my sins. You see that? The pain is being relegated to the sins. And he's asking the Most High to look upon his affliction and his pain, and please forgive the sins that I may have committed that's caused these pains. There are consequences for all of your sins. And the majority of it is some of the sicknesses that you struggle with because you're living in sin. It could be thoughts, things you contemplated, or times you wanted to give up and walk away. He had to put a thorn in Paul's flesh to keep him humble because he had saw too much. So he struggled with something all his life to keep him humble and to keep the vanity and pride out of his life. Let me read that again so you really take a look at this. Verse 18, look upon my affliction, that's sicknesses, all of my pains, and please forgive all my sins, things that I may have done in the past that's causing this. Verse 19, consider my enemies, for they are many. Can you say amen? And they hate me with cruel hatred. Oh, keep my soul and deliver me. Let me not be ashamed, coming up a second time, for I put my trust in thee. Will you stand for him? Is this your defining moment? No, I'm trusting in the Most High Yah. You ashamed of your faith and trust in him, which is why you've given in to Simon the sorcerer. You're not proud of what this is. You're not blabbing it out every day. Every time you deal with somebody, there should be some type of love, or repentance, and something about salvation coming out your mouth, no matter who you engage and encounter. Not just, God bless you. No. Turn back to the commandments. Come back to the commandments. Repent. Kingdom of heaven is at hand. We don't have much time. You got to drop dimes now, man. Drop nuggets. Every day. Verse 20. Oh, keep my soul and deliver me. Let me not be ashamed. For I put my trust in thee. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me. For I wait on thee. Redeem Israel, O Most High. Out of all his troubles, Jacob's trouble. Save us. All praises to the Most High. I'm going to leave it there. I want you to enjoy the rest of your Sabbath. Be blessed in these times. And don't give in to the witchcraft. Spend my time, as I said, and just going to close out with what I always say, that the only for sure obstacle to truth is to think that you already have it. Because truth is a journey and not a destination. Journey, not a destination. This too shall pass. Wait on him, I say, wait. Be strong in the Most High and in the power of his might. We're going to get through this. Count it all joy. I need you to worship and praise. Don't cry. Don't be sad. Count it all joy and know that no weapon formed against you can prosper. We're going to get through this. I love you with the love. Let's have love. Let's pray for our babies. Don't forget tonight at midnight, we're going into warfare prayer. I don't care if it's for 5 minutes. We're going against this demon. We're not giving into your day. We're going to eat candy. No, we ain't got time for that mess. Tonight we're going in prayer. We're going to pray for these babies, 5 to 11. Pray for their protection. We're going to rebuke this demon and devil. We need the Most High to step in. Marvin Gaye said, save the babies. Save the babies. And let's be about this. Okay, that's my time. I'll see you when we get to, if I don't see you soon.
We're gonna tear your kingdom down. Oh, Lord. Say, Lord, we're gonna tear your kingdom down. Oh, yes. You've been a building
your kingdom.
Oh, Lord.
All over this
land. That's all right. Preachers are gonna preach your kingdom down. You better watch out now, Satan. Oh, the preachers
are gonna preach your kingdom down.
Gonna break your kingdom down. Oh, you better watch out now, Satan, or the Lord.